You have to want to do this job. It's not something you can do if you didn't have that empathy and wanting to help people. I do think you have to have it in you, like a vocation. Mm-hmm. My name is Danielle Murphy. I'm a mental health support worker from Northern Ireland, and I work in 53 Arglass Road, which is a facility that provides support for people with chronic mental health problems to integrate back into the community. So this is the front door, so we'll go on in. So this is really the atrium. This facility is for 18 people. It's only been open 4 years. It's split up into four different houses. Each house has their own kitchen, dinette, living room, quiet room, and each tenant has their own bedroom and ensuite bathroom. As you come in, the long corridor here with all the tenants' bedrooms coming off. If we walk on down. These tenants came from long-stay mental health wards. The only privacy they had was a curtain around their bed at night. They all stayed in bays of six people and one sink and basically a communal bathroom. So the privacy and the dignity that they have over here, having their own room, they can close the door to the world if they want. It's great to see. They all deserve it, you know. There's another couple of tenants' rooms here. They all got to pick their own colours for their bedrooms and bed clothes. One of our residents, he had actually been in hospital for 11 years previously. That's how long he stayed in hospital for before he moved over here. So they really lost all their skills, even things like making a cup of coffee, a cup of tea. Over in the wards, they had to ask for a glass of water. When they first moved over here, the kettle was never off, constantly making themselves teas and coffees because it was such a novelty. It eventually calmed down, but you know, little things like that that we take for granted, and they thought it was great. So over here, that's what we do. We're helping them regain all those skills that they maybe lost. Working washing machines, tumble dryers, tidying up around the house, keeping the house in order, cooking small meals. To start with very basic things like boiling an egg, you know, starting very simple. We work long days. Day shift is 13 hours, night shift is 11 hours. So there's someone here 24 hours a day. I had someone come to me last night and she had a very vivid dream, and it was nasty, but she really thought that was true. So just explain that it was a dream, and to try and push it out of their head. Then you were trying to distract them, maybe put on some music, watch a bit of TV, take them out for a coffee, out for a walk, anything to try and distract their thoughts. But maybe if they're having a bad day, they could take maybe a bit of medicine to try and calm them down, relax them. Typical day, we would come in, get handover from the night staff. Then we would have a chat with each tenant, see what their plans are for the day. See if we could have any input, give them any ideas. Well, it's a good day, maybe we could go out, maybe do a bit of shopping, food shopping. Then we would plan what they're having to eat that day, and then we dispense any medication at certain times. We go by what they say. You know, they're making the decisions. We're trying to make them independent, and we just help facilitate that. 18, finishing my A-levels, I decided to go off to university to do geography. I wasn't enjoying it, so left. I'm out of university, no job. You're really thinking about, what am I going to do with my life? So going through all the different professions, I thought about nursing, looking after people. I thought I could really do that. I so went and got myself a job in a nursing home. Loved it. Moved into the hospital as nursing auxiliary. Then this post as mental health support worker came up. Went for it, and it's the best job I've ever had. Really enjoy it. Always been fascinated by mental health. Why do these illnesses affect people and how? And it baffles me, the way people's brains, something just can go, and why does it affect this person and not that person? A lot of my family work in mental health. An auntie who is a community psychiatric nurse. I have an uncle who runs a nursing home. Another auntie who is a ward manager in hospital. And so maybe it's just in my genes. there definitely is a stigma around mental health, but at the end of the day, they're just people like you or I. To do this job, you definitely need a sense of humour and a thick skin. Patients definitely, an understanding of their mental illness, because things just don't happen overnight. You know, you approach everyone differently, and their mental illness has an effect on how you communicate with them. You know, these people, they're maybe bombarded with thoughts and voices, you know, and they're on high doses of medication that would, you know, make you and I, you know, you'd hardly be able to get out of bed in the morning. So for these people to get up and get motivated needs a few hours in the morning to get up and get G'd up and get ready to do what they need to do for the day. Whereas another person, you could go in and they could be full of plans and they want to go out and do things right away. So you have to really get to know your residents. Then we'll go across to the wee bungalow. It's like a wee house on its own. Four women live there. It's nice. People judge someone with a mental illness, whereas if someone broke their leg, they wouldn't be judged. So what's the difference? It's their health, you know. They need just as much help and support as someone with a physical illness. This is 53D. Everyone's cooking. So it's all busy over here. A fry, lovely. Healthy fry. A grill. Lovely. Very nice. But I have a 1-year-old, so when I was on maternity leave, it was strange not having that purpose in the morning. Although, of course, you know, my wee girl, she kept me busy. And when I came back, it was like I just had a wee week's holiday. You know, it was like I was never away. Just fitted right back in. I have to say, when I was on maternity leave, I called in quite a lot to show her off. And I still call in with her. The tenants all know her. All love to see her, and she always has smiles for everybody. When we opened, there was a lot of interest from other trusts. So I think this would be the future of mental health, giving people the support that they need in the community rather than having people stay long-term in wards, giving people with chronic mental health problems better quality of life within the community. The end goal is for the tenants to move on to a place with maybe either less support or go off to live independently in the community. We have had one tenant move on to a place with a bit less support. It's sad to see them go because you'll miss them, but you're happy because better for them. They're getting more independence, and fortunately enough, he just moved down the road, so you see him down the street all the time, and he will always stop and talk to you. I go home at the end of the day and I feel very fulfilled that I've helped them. What I love about it is I've seen what they came from, and they're over here. They deserve their own room. They deserve their own suite, and they're happy here. I have a tenant, and every day he has a new joke for me that he's made up, and they're always the worst jokes, but I look forward to them every day.